Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben Crenshaw. You know, we hear that there's some pretty high surf, and I know a lot of surfers who are golfers. I bet you they're going to be on the golf course instead of staring down a 30-foot wave. Maybe I'm completely wrong. They'll want to be there. Yes, this is the golf club, the studios on Oahu's lovely South Shore, and welcome into the clubhouse. We've got a great show for you. Michael Patrick Shields in Las Vegas, Allison Wallace, HSJGA tournament manager, Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week magazine, and Max Novina, the executive director for the PGA Tour, the Century 2025. Make that six. My goodness. 2026. It's on the plantation course. It's at Kapalua on Maui. I can't wait to be there. Meantime, I have to tell you that high surf advisory is in effect for Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, Kahoʻolawe, Maui, and Kauai. So we've got advisories across sunny skies, isolated showers, windward and Mauka, high between 86 and 91 today. We do have easterly winds, about 15 miles per hour, hopefully cooling us off a little bit. And tomorrow, if you're going to get out to play, you can also expect to have just about partly cloudy skies, windward and Mauka, isolated showers during the day, scattered showers at night. Might be a really nice day to go out, but the high on Sunday will be 85 to 90, the low 71 to 76. That's nice. And the winds are only variable, so nothing much to count on. If you're heading out looking for a tee time, Makalei has a 918. We've got a 940 and a 1020 at Poipu, and the Kauai Junior Golf Association, they're out playing. The Sandpipers, they're out playing at Poipu, and the Lost Boys, they're still lost. They're at Makalei on the Big Island. The Cali Boys, they're playing at Pearl at Kalaauau. There's a 916 if you'd like to play, 1056, 1130. Turtle Bay, 1010, 1206. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 928 and 11 o'clock. That's like two different golf courses. One is in the jungle and one is in the desert. And then we've got, Eva Beach Golf Course, 9 o'clock and a 10:10. Maui, Wailea, 10:10, 12:20, and after that, wide open. Get out there and play. Aerated Emerald Course, so I don't have tee times there. But the Blue Course has a 9:20 and a 10:20 and an 11:30. And we've also got tee times for Maui Nui, 10:24 and 11:12. All right, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
I'm Danielle Tucker, host of The Golf Club.
Brought to you by the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and great fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your kids to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. In Iwilei, next to Costco Gas, and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui.
The Golf Club
on 101.1.
Max Novina, Executive Director, PGA Tour, The Century, on the plantation course at Kapalua, Maui. Welcome into the clubhouse, Max.
Aloha, Danielle. It's been way too long.
It has been.
7 months since we've connected.
Yeah, I know. You've been busy. And I was looking at you. You went to Lehigh University. Then you went to Colorado, partnerships with the Colorado Avalanche and Denver Nuggets. Of course, it had nothing to do with an actual Avalanche, Colorado one. Joining up with the Buffalo Sports Properties, selling, University of Colorado Athletics, media, multimedia rights. And then the introduction to the golf industry when you served as sales and marketing director, 2005-2006 U.S. Women's Open at Cherry Hills Country Club and Newport Country Club, respectfully. And it was later you were the championship director, 2009 U.S. Senior Open hosted at Crooked Stick. I was thinking that you've got to do all of these things before you can get into something like an executive director position. Did you feel ready for it after having all that experience?
Well, I think you probably noticed a trend, you know, given my career trajectory. I've slowly moved westward and so fortunate to be on Maui leading the Century. I've had the good fortune of 28 years in sports and entertainment, and Danielle, I can honestly count on one hand over the course of 28 years, and it's actually felt like work. Just so fortunate to be around the game, to be around the incredible players, and of course the amazing fans and volunteers that that we have at the PGA Tour and at the Century on Maui.
Awesome. Yeah, and I can't wait for the Century on Maui. It's just so wonderful. Last year, through the Century on the Plantation course at Kapalua, of course, a record $642,490 was raised for charity. That is incredible. How did you do it?
Yeah, I think that's a great place to start, Danielle. And, you know, certainly wanted to share with your listeners that yesterday, August 8th, marked 2 years since the Maui fires. And I think we're just so fortunate, the PGA Tour and our players, and want to send our aloha to the first responders, to the families that were impacted, for continuing to welcome and embrace the PGA Tour and the Century and Century Insurance. And we are steadfast in our commitment to the island and to its people to help it recover from the wildfires, but also to help and support all of the various causes and needs. So we couldn't have done it without certainly our players, without Century Insurance, but most importantly, the islands, Hawaii, Maui, and of course, all of the people from Lahaina.
Oh, yeah. I was just $642,490. That's a lot of people opening up their wallets and saying, yes, we want to support this absolutely fantastic tournament. Plus, what Century does, Century Insurance's connected communities. It's like Stevens Point, Wisconsin, is the home. You know, they're in, when they're on Maui, it's like their home away from home. And by connecting similar organizations in both communities, you kind of exchange ideas and best practices. You kind of learn and grow through each other, with each other. Do I get that right?
Absolutely, Danielle. For Century Insurance, they want to be a year-round partner to the island of Maui and its people. Not just about showing up for a week and amazing golf and a fantastic golf tournament. It's really understanding the needs of the island, the needs of the people, bringing business leaders and community leaders from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, where they're headquartered, and the island, and identifying problems and, more importantly, solutions.
Yeah, and that's truly, you get ideas from other people. It's wonderful that you have this connectivity going on between Stevens Point in Wisconsin, you know, and Maui. It's in Hawaii. It's a wonderful connection. Sometimes thinking exactly the same thing, sort of, and just letting people know how they can expand on what they're doing and making it even more powerful. So the way they managed to raise all this money, this $642,490, was in part because people who make this tournament possible are, for the most part, volunteers. And the call for volunteers went out for the 2026 edition of the Century. So you can be a part, you can be inside the ropes, you can be helping out, and you can help raise money for Maui. It's a fantastic marriage, if you will. So it's a wonderful thing to do. And don't you folks help people who may not know exactly what they're supposed to do? There's a teaching period, isn't there?
Yeah, we are so dependent on our volunteers to help bring the Century to life, and frankly, to help bring every single PGA Tour event to life in our respective communities. And we have people that come from both the islands and the Maui community, as well as many that travel from the mainland. They'll literally, give up their vacation. They'll cover their own airfare and their own accommodation to be a part of the Century. And certainly it's about the camaraderie. It's about the love of the game. But one of the things that we found that is so special and so important for our volunteers, it's the opportunity for them to give back and to participate in helping us raise these important funds for the community.
Right on. Okay. The Century, by the way, has, I think, raised some $9.7 million over the how many years? I can't believe I'm asking this question. How many years has the Century been being the title sponsor?
Sure. We played on Maui for 27 years. This past January was Century Insurance's eighth year as title sponsor, and as you know, they're committed through 2035. I believe they're still the longest committed title sponsor on the PGA Tour, and they wanted to really demonstrate their support for the PGA Tour, for our players, but most importantly for Maui and for the community.
Right on.
That 9.7 that the tournament has given, that does not include Century Insurance's generosity. Since the wildfires alone, they've given away more than $3 million, including $2 million for the Century Malama Nikeiki initiative, which is geared towards helping kids with mental health challenges since the wildfires.
Wow.
That figure also does not include anything that our players do individually through their foundations or any of the charitable giving and generosity that they bring while they're on island. But beyond the funds, I think it's really what's most important is the year-round commitment, the showing up every single day, every single week, every single month for the various needs and causes. And that's what we're really so proud of.
Right on. Okay. Now, let's get to the volunteers. 2026, volunteers working three or more shifts. They get two golf shirts, a hat or visor, a commemorative tournament pin, and, of course, access to the volunteer headquarters, where catered food and beverage options are available during the week. The volunteer appreciation party returns, featuring entertainment, food, drinks, prizes, in addition to the volunteer credentials, allowing free admission when not on the volunteer shift. The Century will provide one additional grounds ticket Thursday through Sunday for friends or family to enjoy the tournament. It's an awesome opportunity for you to bring somebody who, you'd love to show. Maybe you've been a volunteer before and you tried to explain it, you haven't been able to. You can bring somebody with you with that ticket. Now, there are lots of different ways that you can be on course. You can be on road transportation, on course transportation, hospitality, admissions, supply and product distribution, all kinds of different things. Now, what if people say, I don't have a clue how to do any of these things? You can be a walking scorer. You can be a mobile spotter. So do you have like lessons in what all these roles do and how to play them?
Yeah, we train all of our volunteers so that
cool.
They have everything that they need to ensure they can perform their function. But I think most importantly, we are just so thankful and appreciative of the time that our volunteers provide, and we want to reciprocate. And, hence the incredible experience that we try to provide our volunteers. I think beyond that, there's no other sport where you are literally inside of the ropes, the equivalent of being on the basketball court or on the soccer pitch, rubbing elbows with, players and athletes and, helping fans and partners enjoy a great experience. It's unlike anything else in all of sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing like being inside the ropes. And of course, you know, there's an etiquette that you'll have to follow, and you know, quiet on the course. probably is not a good idea to, you know, walk along chit-chatting, but maybe the player that you're carrying a sign for would love to have a little talk. So you kick off the season for the PGA Tour, 2026 PGA Tour season, with the most accomplished limited fields in golf is really what it is. And we get the creme de la creme coming out for the century. Tell us about the field.
Yeah, well, you said it. We're the first event of the PGA Tour is opening drive. In order to qualify for the century, you either have to have won or be in the top 50 from the FedEx Cup standings. And this is a really exciting week because, as you know, and I'm sure many of your listeners know, the FedEx Cup playoffs started this week. We're playing in Memphis at the FedEx St. Jude Championship. 70 players qualified for Memphis. And after this weekend's play, they will narrow the group for the BMW Championship, the second playoff event, to 50. So anybody who qualifies for the top 50 will also qualify for the century. And I was quickly just, you know, looking at the leaderboard in Memphis.
Yes.
The projected FedEx Cup standings.
Yes.
Ricky Fowler's playing great.
Yay.
He's projected to move up 17 spots.
Wow.
And into position number 47. Xander Schauffele is right there. Wyndham Clark currently sitting at projected 50 in the FedEx Cup standings. We do have a couple guys like Jordan Spieth, who currently is 54, Tony Finau at 60. So, you know, a couple of the top guys that have a lot of work to do this week in Memphis over the weekend in order to get into our field. But
yeah, right
as
on.
You said, a unique qualification. There's no other event of the PGA Tour whose field is comprised of winners and anybody who qualifies for the top 50 from the FedEx Cup standings the previous year.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, Adam Shupak from Golf Week is going to be on after you, Max Novina, and we're going to talk about the tournament that's underway and all the different opportunities this tournament will give if they are in that top 50 and all the different things that are going on. So we're kicking off the season, FedEx Cup Fall, PGA Tour, excuse me, we're kicking off the PGA Tour 2026 season featuring winners from the previous year on the PGA Tour, including the FedEx Cup Fall Series and the top 50 members from the 2025 FedEx Cup standings. So that's it. It's all about being at the top and getting into the century and really having it. It's a signature event, and it's a, what is it, a $20 million purse?
Yeah, we're the first of eight signature events. There's a $20 million purse, which on a pro rata basis, given the limited field, makes it very, very compelling. There's also 700 FedEx Cup points at stake. But more than anything, I think coming to Maui, qualifying for the century, is an opportunity to celebrate with for our players and their families to celebrate their accomplishments the previous year, and also to set the tone and get off to a really fast start for the year to come. And I know our players and their families, they absolutely love starting their year on Maui and enjoying the island, the culture, the nature, and of course the people and the aloha spirit.
Fantastic. And I can't wait. I want to get there early this year. Max Novina, is there anything I didn't give you an opportunity to talk about?
Oh, well, you know, Danielle, first and foremost, thanks for having me. It's been great connecting, and give my best to Adam. And I'm sure everybody's going to be tuning in to this weekend. We're all really excited to see who qualifies for the BMW Championship in the top 50 and makes it into our field for the century.
Yeah, there's some young whippersnappers who are hitting the ball really, really far. It's an interesting top of the leaderboard. It's really quite amazing. So I am also looking forward to watching this wrap up after that weather delay. It's just fantastic. Some of the youngsters, and I can say that because I'm an oldster, some of the youngsters are really, breaking records that you didn't think would be broken because there's such amount of distance they're getting in that driver. It's just incredible. Well, I thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with us. I need to ask you, if I want to sign up to be a volunteer, where do I go and how do I do it?
Go to thecentry.com and you can sign up to either be a volunteer. We also just released our ticket packages this past week. And you can, in general, just learn more about the event, our field, and what we do for the community at thecentry.com.
Awesome. And you can sign up if you'd like to be a volunteer that really makes it happen. Thank you so much, Max. I look forward to seeing you, maybe even talking to you before, we have the event, maybe, huh?
I certainly hope so. I'm in if you'll have me.
Wonderful. I'll always have you. Thank you so much. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Yes, indeed. Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week magazine, also author of Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
All right, Hawaii, it's too hot, it's too humid to not work smarter, faster, and easier. The riding mower makes all the difference in the world. Yeah, you're going to be hot, but you're going to be on the mower. You'll have a drink. You're not hanging on to stuff. It's Aloha Power Equipment. That's where you go and get your riding mower. And whether you're a homeowner or a landscaper with mega-sized fields to take care of, we've got the easy riding mower of your dreams waiting for you. And don't forget the accessories, lots of them. So from mowing to mulching and bagging, all of that, you can take care of all the equipment you need to do that at Aloha Power. We make yard work easy, mow it, blow it, and bag it, and you're done. Remember, it's always fire season nowadays. You got to protect your property, and of course, you're protecting your property, and you're protecting your neighbors as well. If something goes wrong on your side, it's going to jump. So where the best tools are found, it's Aloha Power Equipment. So, if you're on the Big Island, no worries. Or if you're on any of our neighbor islands, no worries. We ship off island just for you. And a lot of shipments just come rolling in daily. So not out of stock. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 coach certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week magazine. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha. Good to speak with you, Danielle.
Oh, it's good to have you here. I like this. You've been lugging your laptop and your golf bag and following the sun to write about golf since 1997. And you've worked for the PGA Tour, the World Golf Hall of Fame, and you're a senior writer now at Golf Week magazine.
Living my best life.
You're living your best life is right. I was reading something, and it's something about hot weather. So it's been like hot everywhere, right? Hot weather allows golf balls to travel further because the air is less dense. Have you ever heard that?
Oh yeah, it definitely is the case. Yeah, the ball does not travel as far, you know, when you play in cold weather. You definitely notice a difference there. And when it gets really hot, the ball will travel farther. It'll travel farther at a high elevation. We saw that last year when they played the BMW in Colorado. I agree with that. That's definitely a fact.
And then it goes
science on. Science to prove that.
Yeah, and then it goes on to say humidity also helps increase ball distance.
You know, I think Bryson DeChambeau's tested all of this, and so I'm going to say it's true.
Bryson DeChambeau, he's like a chemist.
He's a mad scientist. That's for sure.
Yes. Oh, boy. That's really good. Okay. And I want to go straight to something that's going on. I was watching television early this morning. Final four in the USGA, U.S. Women's Amateur Championship, and it's windy at Bandon Dunes. Have you been watching?
A little bit. Boy, I love Bandon Dunes. I've only been there once. It's been 10 years ago. I went right before the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay, but really one of the best places for a buddy trip. Love the golf there. I need to get back. I can't believe it's been 10 years. And we're big fans. I say we because my wife is included in this.
Of course.
Mega Gane.
Yes.
Stanford University, New Jersey native. You've seen her a bunch in the Augusta National Amateur, Women's Amateur. She's one of the semifinalists and just a wonderful girl. I've been covering her. I've been writing about her since she's 13 or 14. Golf Week did an instruction piece on how she kept her game sharp during the winter when she was 16 or 17 before college. So we've been tracking her and her progress and excited to see if she can join that winner's list.
Yes, yes. And she's up against Ella Skaysbrook. I'm probably mispronouncing her name. Do you know?
Yeah, she's from Australia. I don't know a ton about her, but she's been having a fantastic week. That's going to be a tough match. And then the other two semifinalists also have been playing some great golf. One's out of the University of Kansas, had a big upset at the number one amateur, Kiara Romero, yesterday. They went 20 holes. So it's going to, you know, whoever wins this is going to have really, gone through the gauntlet to do it. The wind's blowing there, as you mentioned.
Yes.
And, Bandon Dunes is just a fun place to be.
Yeah, and the winner will get something that's brand new, five-time Women's Open champion Joanne Garner. The United States Golf Association announced today the medal presented each year to the U.S. Women's Amateur Champion will be renamed and redesigned to honor golf legend Joanne Carner in recognition of her remarkable golf career, which includes 8 USGA championship victories, the most of any female golfer. Isn't that cool?
That is really cool. That's Big Mama. And, yes. What she did as an amateur before turning pro was incredibly impressive. And then she had a fantastic Hall of Fame career once she did turn pro. And the incredible thing with Joanne Carner is she continues to play in the women's senior open, even in her, mid-80s. She keeps going back and keeps breaking her age.
She's amazing. Big Mama is amazing. Yeah. I really love her. She's got such a great sense of humor, too. That's the beauty. Now, I've got to ask you, are you at the hockey pitch?
We finished up at the hockey rink, had an enjoyable lunch, and might get some pool time in this afternoon with my daughter.
Wait a second. You're a golf guy, right? You're a golf guy?
I am.
Yes. Okay. And how old is your daughter?
She's 4.
Okay. And she wants to, is it ice hockey or is she want to, what does she want to play?
Yeah, we took her to see one of my friend's son was playing a college game in our town and and she just fell in love with it. So we started her in some skating lessons and, she's starting to get the hang of it.
I haven't ever heard a girl say, I want to be a hockey player.
I know.
That's awesome.
She did say hockey's better than golf. I'm not sure. Not sure I agree on that, but we're going to hopefully that'll change in the years to come.
Well, and she's going to get experience. She's going to get tougher. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
I think it'll help shape her swing, too. The hockey. All the hockey players tend to be good golfers. So.
That's something to remember, folks. Remember, you want to go out and play hockey first. No, actually, we have the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and they get kids in the door, and we have tournaments. We'll be talking with Allison Wallace, the tournament manager, coming up after you. But it's wonderful how many youngsters are playing. Speaking of your family, though, all right, I asked Adam Shupak, the senior writer of Golf Week, at Golf Week, author of Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force. I asked him about what are some of his favorite pieces of equipment. And instead of just giving me his, those Cobra 3D irons, those are the ones you like the best?
I got a set this year that I really like. It's kind of a new way of designing the clubs, but it kind of has a combination of the cavity back plus that blade feel to it. And when you hit it right, which I don't do that often, but when I do, boy, does it feel good. So I really like that addition in my bag. And then I swear by the Echo golf shoes. I wear them everywhere. You never used to wear golf shoes anywhere but the golf course. You looked like an idiot if you did. But now I wear them on the plane. Sometimes I'll go on a hike in them. They're just so versatile now, and I really like the Echoes. That's kind of been my go-to.
Yeah, now, is it because they really feel good on your feet?
Yeah, I think it's the comfort.
The comfort factor.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they're the most stylish, but I just like the way they feel.
Oh,
And I also like the BOA. The BOA device to where you don't have laces, you just kind of turn a knob and tighten it. And I think that's been a nice addition.
Cool. Do they make them for girls?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I'm looking for new shoes. Danielle, so your daughter is all hockey on the ice all the time right now, but yeah, she's. She's 4. She's got her entire life to go through every sport and drag dad with her. And then your wife, what's her favorite?
She's a tremendous golfer, way better than me.
Really?
And she really likes to wear these IB Cool shirts, these long sleeve shirts that gives really good sun protection and very breathable, too. So you're wearing long sleeves even when it's hot here in Florida where I am. and you don't even notice it. It kind of cools you off. I don't know how it does it, but it does. And she loves those shirts. So that's her go-to.
Okay. And what you wear when you're playing makes a big difference in how you play. It's just how you feel about yourself. It's a big part of it.
Yeah, so, as far as my shirts, I've actually come into Hawaii the last handful of years for the tournament, the Century and the Sony. I've become kind of like Doug Ferguson, where half my wardrobe is my Hawaii golf shirts.
Doug Ferguson. He did always wear an Aloha shirt.
That's his trademark.
Yes,
I'm moving into his terrain. I'm sure he doesn't like it. I bought all these shirts over there, and that's what I wear now.
Well, we like it, so you just keep on going. let's get to the FedEx St. Jude Championship at TPC Southwind Memphis. Southwind. It sounds like it. What was the problem yesterday with the wind, with the weather, with the what was going on?
They got quite a storm and just too much rain, and they weren't able to finish play yesterday. So they got the second round done early this morning. They're out on the course now. Tommy Fleetwood, who's still looking for that first win on the PGA Tour, he's won a bunch over on the DP World Tour in Europe, but for some reason, he just can't get over the hump and get that first win. He's long overdue, and maybe this is the week.
Yeah, he's 13 under. He's in the lead, right? I mean, am I wrong?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's playing great.
Wow.
Could do no wrong.
And Justin Rose. I mean, when was the last time Justin Rose won? Seems like forever ago.
Yeah, it's been a little while. He nearly won the Masters, but really hasn't played well since that great 65 to get into the playoff with Rory.
Yeah.
And he's obviously he said earlier this week he wants to get back to East Lake. It's been a couple of years since he won the FedEx Cup in 2018, but he'd like to get back there. But also, he's trying to make a run at the Ryder Cup. I think this week, if he finishes top five, probably cements that. I don't see why they wouldn't want him on the team, a great veteran leader who has shown that he'll come through in the clutch. So I would expect if he keeps playing like this, he's going to be on that Ryder Cup team.
I really love this leaderboard because in addition to, Fleetwood, Rose, there's Batia, Morikawa, Chris Kirk, Ricky Fowler, McNeely. Can't remember his first name. It's M. Michael?
Maverick,
that's it. I should remember that. Griffin, Kitayama, Cauley, Novak, Spahn, all those guys. And then we get down to Scheffler, Scotty. But there's a huge number, T7. All of those guys they're just battling it out. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's moving day, so I'm sure it'll change a bit. And then, Sunday will be for his payday. And the other fun thing this week is you got the tournament within the tournament, guys battling to make the top 50. You have 70 this week, but only 50 will move on to the BMW, and a lot at stake, because if you make the top 50, you earn exemptions into the all eight signature events for 2026. And that's a huge, gives you a huge advantage going into next year in terms of trying to keep your card, get back in the 50, make the 30 for the FedEx Cup and majors. It's a huge advantage. So you do not want to be 51.
No.
You want to be 50 or better. And coming in today, Jordan Spieth was the bubble boy at 50. He's struggling early, so he's got some work to do. Ricky Fowler was making a move to jump into the 50. So all that makes, in addition to who wins the tournament and all that, it's a $20 million purse and over $3 million for the winner. So a lot going on, but I think the secondary tournament within the tournament to make the 50 is actually even possibly more interesting than who wins the tournament this week.
Yeah, I've got Ricky Fowler at six, close to the top. That's what I'm loving about this leaderboard, because we're hearing from guys who have been kind of like in the mediocre range, after being stellar player. It happens, right? I mean,
it's do or die this week for him. He knows he needs to finish better than T17. He had a really good first round, but not as great second round. So he was in, then he was out, and now he's playing well again on Saturday in the early stages and is back in the 50. So we'll see how it all plays out. The pressure, these guys will feel it. We saw it happen some last week, guys trying to just make the 70. You watched Keith Mitchell four putt and make a double bogey and then miss a six-footer to miss the cut and miss the playoffs. So it's going to happen to somebody. You know, Davis Thompson three-putted the 72nd hole last week to miss out on the playoffs. And you know, now he's got a three-week vacation.
Yeah, and he doesn't want it, unlike some of the guys,
the
right?
Unpaid vacation.
Like a Mr. Rory McIlroy.
Yes. I can't figure him out. He doesn't like to go to the Century, and he doesn't like to go to Memphis.
That doesn't make sense to me. Is it too far from home? You know, bring the whole family, Rory. Get a plane, just a jet, bring them over, have a party. Now, we've got to talk about this guy. He's 20 years old. He's a PGA Tour rookie. He's leading in driving distance. Aldrich Potgieter, is that how it's pronounced?
Yes.
Wow.
South African, a real prodigy. I mean, he won the British Am. He's just, you know, at a young age, he's just done some pretty incredible stuff already and got his first win just last month at the Rocket Classic in Detroit in a playoff. Earlier in the year, lost the playoff at the Mexico Open. So we've seen this guy coming. I mean, you could tell, and everybody's talking about how far he can hit it. He grew up kind of playing some rugby and wrestling, and he's just creating tremendous clubhead speed and kind of cruising at the 192 to 194 ball speed. You know, it seems like every year there's another guy who's even hitting farther, but Potgieter is 4 yards longer than the next best guy, who's Rory, and averaging 327 a poke. That's going to set a new record for the PGA Tour.
Wow.
And, you know, that type of distance is a huge advantage. And at 20, you know, if he starts to figure out how to dial in his wedges a bit, his coach kind of compares him to Dustin Johnson. I mean, look what happened when Dustin Johnson finally figured out how to use his TrackMan and, you know, dial in his wedges. He won a couple majors. He won a Masters. He became world number one. And so there's the potential for Potgieter to do something similar. You know, I don't want to start rumors, but I mean, you never know. This guy could end up going to live.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see. You know, he came up in Louis Oosthuizen's academy, and they have a close relationship. And so you never know. He could be a stinger by next year, but a ton of potential, and it's fun to watch him bash the golf ball, that's for sure.
I really like how you just you put this in your writing. To borrow a line from singer-songwriter Kim Carnes, he's precocious and ferocious. yeah, that's fun. It's great that you add a little something to it all, because a 20-year-old rookie from South Africa is making some incredible moves, and we'll see, as you said, how he grows up and grows into it. That's the biggest question usually. Huh, boy, it's an exciting time. When you said live, all of a sudden his name went right out of my mind, but I know there was always, you know, Tiger Woods and... who was his nemesis on the other side?
Phil.
Yeah, Mickelson. So, Phil, is he still enamored with Liv? Is he still really a big part of it?
You know, his game's definitely tailed off. He hasn't been able to do much in the majors. He did make the cut at the British Open, which is, you know, for early on Thursday, he was kind of making some noise, but... you know, never really a factor in any of the big events. And he's had a couple good weeks here and there on Live, but yeah, I feel like he's just been, you know, you hear more about him making crazy predictions on hot takes on social media that Scottie Scheffler is not going to win until after the Ryder Cup. That was one of his zanier ones this year. That did not age well, that prediction.
Oh dear. Yes, well, you know, when you need attention, you'll say just about anything, I guess, huh? Yeah, well, I think it's sad. I think, you know, the whole thing is sad that we have this separation of great players that we won't be able to see on the PGA Tour. I think it's sad that we can't come to some kind of an agreement. Yeah, I just don't understand where they're coming from. And I guess that's it.
Yeah, you know, we're only really seeing the best all together four times a year. And that's a little disappointing. But a lot of these guys, you know, they have a few players you'd want to see more. We're going to see some of those good live players compete in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And but for the most part, I think the PGA Tour's done a really good job of, you know, developing new players like Potgieter, who's coming up.
Yes.
And, you know, in five years ago, most people didn't know who Scottie Scheffler was, and now he's world number one and a four-time major winner. So there's some young guys that are just coming out that you know, Jackson Koivin has been a top 10 player the last 3 weeks on tour, and you know, probably a favorite at the U.S. Amateur coming up on the men's side. I honestly think he should be considered for the Ryder Cup. This kid's so good.
Wow.
He could have been. I feel like he could be our Ludvig Åberg.
Okay.
Bethpage, because you know I thought for a while Luke Clanton was going to be that guy. He's kind of slowed off since he's turned pro, but another guy who he was beaten up on pros, almost won the RSM in the fall when he was still at Florida State. I think there's just a lot of really good young talent, and you almost forget that Kevin Na and Charles Howell III and some of these guys that went to live, that they even play golf anymore. And it's kind of sad on that respect, but I think that the world of golf has enough talent that we filled in. We maybe want to see a little more of Bryson or John Rahm. It's sad that those guys aren't competing. You know, we'll have to see Bryson try to drive the green at Bay Hill again.
Yes,
or see John Rahm and Torrey Pines. But, you know, they made a choice, and you know, I think at some point they'll come up with some way to bring some of these guys back that matter, or these guys, when their contracts expire, they'll come back. So I think it's just going to take a lot longer. You know, I thought we were making some progress early in the year, but with Donald Trump helping out, but it seems like we're at a real standstill, and I wouldn't expect any deal to be made anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, always wonderful to talk with you. Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week magazine. And by, the American Junior Golf Association announced that an LPGA major winner with will be the team captain, U.S. team captain of the 2026 Ping Junior Solheim Cup. And that would be none other than, of course, who?
Morgan Pressel.
Thank you. First former player on a Junior Solheim Cup team to return as captain. That's cool. Thank you for being here.
Anytime. Always enjoy being on the show, Danielle.
Awesome. Aloha. And we'll be back right after this. Allison Wallace, Tournament Manager, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii, right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
I'm reading from a statement. Aloha. It's hard to believe a new school year is already upon us. Best wishes to all our alumni heading to or returning to college, and congratulations to the 12 HSJGA scholarship recipients featured in this newsletter. Congratulations to our recent teams and their captains who proudly represented Hawaii. Thank you to Ren Spooner and Land and Sea Golf for generously providing this year's team uniforms. And a big mahalo and congratulations to our tournament manager, Allison, for completing her second year with us. We're very grateful for all that she has done. Allison Wallace, tournament manager, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii, founded by Mary B. Porter King. Welcome into the clubhouse.
How are you, Danielle? It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. That was a really, really nice wrap-up of the season from Chris Noda, PGA, the executive director of the HSJGA, yeah?
No, it really was. It's always a blessing to hear what we've got going on and just see how we can celebrate all the successes of the kids that have come through our program.
Truly. And talking about all the things that you've got going on, looking ahead at 2026, the Junior America's Cup will be in Mexico and the Girls Junior America's Cup in Oregon. And you've got teams ready to go or putting them together. What's going on?
Okay, so those are actually really fun events. So the way that those work, we actually just wrapped up the team events, or two of the team events from this year. Kids will compete in all of our summer events to earn points, and then the top points earners at the end of whatever our cutoff date is that year will earn a spot for those events. So, for example, our Girls Junior America's Cup was just hosted in Phoenix or Scottsdale, Arizona, around 2 weeks ago, and then the boys are about a week ago in Portland, Oregon. So we just wrapped up those events. We've got Eddie Hogan Cup coming up next weekend, which is a second boys team event that will be hosted in Portland, Oregon as well, and we've had kids compete pretty much for the whole month of June into the very beginning of July to earn points and secure a spot on those team events. And now we're already looking at next year saying, this is where it's going to be. Keep your eye out and look forward to, or just keep on looking ahead to what's coming.
It's great. It's really good. I know the Makani Junior Classic, the 808 Classic, the Oahu Junior Championship. Tell us a little bit about what is the Makani Junior Classic named for?
Some of these names, that tournament was hosted at Makani, so that was one of our first annual tournaments there. I don't think we've at least hosted there since I've been here.
Uh-huh.
So we introduced that tournament this year, being a brand new event, and we had a really good turnout. Kids showed up, played hard, and it was just a really great event up at Makani Golf Club on Big Island.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to get them to be on the show to talk about the course. They're just opening, right? I mean, it's not like they've been there for 10 years.
I couldn't, I wish I could give you the knowledge of how long they've been around, but I don't believe they've just opened.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to give them a call and get them on the air. And the 808 Classic, where did that name come from?
So I think a lot of, I don't want to say a lot of it is just new stuff. That event was hosted at EVA 360, which they've been gracious hosts for us for many years in the past and now present.
Yeah.
And really, really thankful that they're here to host us. That tournament was just kind of a new name. We kind of rebranded it saying we want our kids to come out to celebrate what it's like to be playing golf on Oahu, to challenge each other, to compete. And then we wrapped it up with the next tournament, which moved to Hawaii Prince, which is our Oahu Junior Championship, celebrating our last Oahu event for the year.
Yeah, yeah, Oahu Junior Championship. How do you do all of this? How do you... You must be busy. No wonder you don't have time to be on the show when it's all happening. Yes.
I mean, you say that's, like, that's a great question, but I think a lot of it is just we have such a great team. I couldn't do what I do without the support of Chris, of Emma, of Connor, our summer intern, Kayla, Jared, and Joy, who all help out, too. So we have all these specific titles that you might see on our LinkedIn profiles, that you might see on our website. But, like, at the end of the day, one person's title is just what we call ourselves, but we're a really cohesive team and we work really well together. And it's all about supporting each other and helping one person when there might be too much on one person's plate and how you pick up with the next. So I think that's really great. But I also think the next way that we get it all done is that it's like we have so many volunteers that want to come and help. And that is so important for us because I can come and put together an event all day long, but I can't run 12 different volunteer positions. And our staff can't do 12 different volunteer positions because we don't have 12 staff members.
That's cute. So I just want the first place medalists, boys 11 to 12, Charlie Bourne, and girls 11 to 12, Mia Funakoshi they were at the Makani Junior Classic. And the boys, mm-hmm. 13 to 14, Ace Akuna. And the girls, 13 to 14, Jordan Kawachi. And boys, 15 to 18, Jake Otani. Girls, 15 to 18, Samantha Monroe. Congratulations on your wins. You know, that just awesome. Makani Junior Classic, that's for you. And for the 808 Classic, the first place medalists, boys 11 through 12, Jason Uno, and girls 11 to 12, Lucy Kui. Congratulations to the boys 13 to 14, Daniel Cho. Girls 13 to 14, Taylina Nakagawa. Boys 15 to 18, Jake Otani, and girls 15 to 18, Kira Uno. Congratulations to you folks. Do you have a lot of brothers and sisters playing in the HSJGA?
We do. We have a lot of siblings that will come and play in events with us, and it's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, because now I'm looking at the Oahu Junior Classic, or rather the Oahu Junior Championship, first place medalist, Jason Uno, boys 11 to 12, with Kono Kishida, girls 11 to 12. Boys 13 to 14, Carson Kage. And girls 13 to 14, Makena Yonemura. And then we have boys 15 to 18, Braylon Yamada. And here, Kira Uno, girls 15 to 18. So there she is back over. And so it's amazing. How do they travel? Are the parents with them all the time?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the big thing, too, is you say, how do we make it possible of all our tournaments that the parents have to be willing to take their kids to the events and say, hey, like, these are the ones that we're going to go to this year. We're going to go to all of them. We're going to go to some of them. But the parents are just as supportive and just as impactful in the organization as we are and as the kids are, because at the end of the day, a lot of these kids wouldn't be playing in these events if their parents weren't choosing to play or giving them the opportunity for them to play.
Yeah.
So it really takes a village to run all of it, because I could put together events and people could choose not to come play, but luckily they choose to come play and decide to keep coming back, and that's just really cool, and we couldn't do it without everyone.
Yeah, it's really cool. And now this is when you went to the Girls Junior America's Cup. Where was that held?
So that was held at Kierland Resort in Phoenix, Arizona.
Beautiful. Isn't that pretty there?
It was really pretty, but also pretty hot. Oh, yeah. Definitely not the same weather as Hawaii.
What was the temperature?
Well, they kept making jokes all week long. They're like, oh, it's going to be really cool here. It's really not that bad. We're only expecting to see like 105 each day. And
gosh.
We're like, 105?
Oh.
We don't ever see that.
No.
And they're like, oh, well, it's normally 117, 118.
Oh, those poor people. I guess you get acclimated to the surroundings. K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu. So the Girls Junior America's Cup proudly represented at the Girls Junior America's Cup last month, showcasing skills, sportsmanship throughout the competition. Great. We had Samantha Monroe, Brooke Asau, Mariko Yonemine, and Jason Kage. They were led by co-captains Brenda Rago, PGA, and Allison Wallace. So not only are you, you know, working to put it all together, you're also working the team.
Yes. You wear a lot of hats in this role, but I guess it's a good thing that I like hats.
That's very good. Now, also, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is awarding an exemption into the upcoming AJGA Imperial Junior Classic at Pearl at Kalaoau. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yes. So we're really excited that the first ever AJGA event is coming to Hawaii. I don't know if you're very familiar with anything AJGA, but American Junior Golf Association.
Yeah.
It's a competitive event, and you have to earn spots to get into their event. So you can't just see their event and say, oh, I'm going to sign up for this. You actually have to qualify for every event, or you can earn an exemption. And so the AJGA is just really kind, and they're working with all the local junior golf organizations here. And so us being one of the local junior golf organizations, they're giving us a spot to hand out to some of our players. So we get one spot for a boy, one spot for a girl, and they earn that spot, or technically the exemption, into their event here in October.
It's October? Could you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Their event will be in October.
Okay.
And they're hosting that full event there. I think it's a field of 78 players. You have to earn your spot to get in there for, I think, the October 11th through 13th. So the kids will get to go play out at Pearl, and they'll get to compete for the, hopefully, a one of our local Hawaii kids can bring in a championship with an AJGA win.
Wow, that'd be awesome. How long have they been around? A long, long time. I think they're the first.
Yes. I don't know exactly the years for how long AJGA has been around.
So as far as signing up for something, there are a number of events that how do they get in? I know that Poipu Bay 2025, Poipu Bay Junior Classic is happening, the Maui Nui Classic at Maui Nui, and then there's the HSJGA Kauai Junior Championship at Puakea. And I see that registration closes on certain dates. How can kids get in? Can anybody, do they have to have points accrued already? Tell us, please.
Nope. With all of these events that you're seeing there, so these are the last four open events on our roster right now. So we'll have the Poipu Bay Junior Classic, the Maui Nui Classic, the Kauai Junior Championship, and the Big Island Junior Championship. Those are our last four regular season. Not last four. We have the Maui Junior Championship as well. It's just not open for registration just yet. So we've got five regular season events left. If you are a member with HSJGA, so once you've earned your membership, which most kids already have, all they have to do is log into their Golf Genius profile and sign up for the event. There's no requirements for these other than being a member with us and making sure you've already passed your rules quiz and have an active gin.
Awesome. So they just have to do it, for instance, for Poipu Bay, the Poipu Bay Junior Classic in August. Registration closes August 13th at 5 p.m., and I only know all this because I happen to be, you know, going through things to see what I could be talking about with you today. So it looks like there's one at Poipu on Kauai, one on Maui, one on Kauai, maybe two on Kauai, and another on the Big Island. So just where would they go to find out?
Just hsjga.org. You can find anything about us on there, and then you can see our full tournament schedule to see where each event is being hosted, what the dates are, what the tee times might be. You know, all the information could just be found right there on our website.
Awesome. hsjga.org. That's Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, hsjga.org. You can find out everything. And I really recommend getting your kids into, you know, they may be too young to get into the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, but they can play. Tell us the age groups for the different programs that you have, because you also have, and the name has just gone right out of my mind.
The first tee.
First, yes. 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 Do, please.
So I would say the majority of our programs run from the ages of like 7 to 18. So for HSJGA, we have a 7 to 10 age division. So 7 is the youngest age you can start with us. And then with First Tee as well, our youngest age is 7, but we also would like to see how many kids we can bring into our program. And if they are a little bit younger, sometimes we work with the parents to say, like, okay, maybe you've got, like, a just because of capacity reasons, we could have some that have been 6 or a little bit younger, and we've had them come just to say, like, do, like, maybe a 10, 15-minute evaluation with us of, all right, like, can we listen? Are we good enough in groups? Things like that. But the main ages are between 7 is our youngest, and then up to 18 are all our programs run.
Excellent. And getting the kids, and I say it all the time on the show, getting your children, and I'm talking 6, 7, you know, 5 maybe even, they really learn so much being in the golf environment with other kids. They learn etiquette, how to behave, when to talk, when not to talk. It's just and with the children being around, they learn through osmosis. It's like they start to understand what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. And you'd probably spend a year trying to get your kid to hear you. But when they're with other children, they just seem to, you know, meld. And it's a very cool environment for them to be in. And golf is the gift that lasts forever. That's all I got to say about that. On a final note with you, you're at golf courses all across Hawaii. You have, I guess, terrific relationships with those golf courses. How have they been so developed and they're so wonderful?
Sorry, can you repeat the last part of that question for me?
Yeah. How did you develop the relationships that you have with golf courses that you are always at to put on these events?
I think a lot of it was just when I first came into this organization, it was saying, hey, this is the role that I'm in. This is the company that I'm with. And I think a lot of it is just presenting that at the end of the day, we want to support your course. We want to make sure that you're getting, like, business. We want to make sure that we're not, like, interrupting a bunch of your tee times, even though we are asking to say, like, hey, we do need a little bit of cheaper green fees or whatever it might be. But we also want to stress these courses that it's, like, these kids, these tournaments, all of these programs that we're hosting are for the benefit of both of us. Because when we're bringing these kids out here, our biggest goal is to say, hey, we want you to become a leader. We want you to return here. We want you to learn from this. And we want this to be something that you're doing for the rest of your life. So we're trying to take these kids, and in our eyes, we're developing them into leaders and to people who are going to just be influential in our world one day. But also, these are kids that are going to return to this course, and these are kids that are going to want to play here, and these are the kids that are going to show up at, you know, one of our really great courses that we work with, which all of them are amazing, but one that comes to mind is like Wailua, and all the kids love the course there. And when you watch it, it's like, oh, they go play there and they have a few tournaments there. And now they're like, oh, well, now we want to go play there all the time. And now I want to show up extra early to play a few extra practice rounds. And so part of that is you watch these kids and it's learning that it's like when I'm talking to these courses or I was learning to develop these relationships, these courses, it was never about any benefit that I was getting for them or maybe what it was, but it was like, here's the mutual benefit for us and our mutual benefit will always be these kids. It'll always be that these kids are something that we can both invest into and these kids are going to be our future for right. both of us.
Yes. Absolutely. That's the only way. It's relationships. It's community. And we're all here trying to bring a little bit more love, aloha, teaching into their world in a different way. And I think it's terrific. Allison Wallace, Tournament Manager, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii, founded by Mary B. Porter King. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. It was a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you. Aloha. We're coming back. Michael Patrick Shields is taken to Las Vegas, or is it Lost Wages? We'll have to ask him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Yes, indeed. Aloha Power Equipment is what you need because it's too hot to do manual labor out in the outdoors where everything is frying. Have you noticed? There's not much green grass anywhere. It's all turning to dirt. Boy, that's scary. But we can do something about all of this. You don't have to give up on everything. You can get yourself, it's too hot and too humid to not work smarter. You can do it faster and easier with the Aloha Power Equipment riding mower, and they're on sale, all different sizes. You want them, we've got them. We've got the ones for the homeowner who's got regular, you know, the regular size backyard, front yard that needs to be worked on. Yeah, that. But then we've got the super-sized landscaper, yeah, that can go through acres and acres and acres, and so many acres need to be done because of the fire, potential fire season that we've got going on all across the state. So please take care of yours with Aloha Power Equipments. Thank you for taking care of yours. And you're also taking care of your neighbor because anything that happens on your property, it can jump. And it's too spooky to even talk about. Okay, it's always fire season, so protect your property with the best tools around. If you live on a neighbor island, no worries. We ship off island just for you, and new shipments are rolling in daily. Tell them Danielle sent you.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Michael Patrick Shields, Hollywood insider, radio talk show host, author, travel writer. Yes, he is the consummate globetrotter with a taste for the finer things. He's the host of Michigan's Big Show, a rare bipartisan talk radio show heard on dozens of radio stations. He writes for USA Today, Cigar Aficionado, Golf Magazine, and dozens of other media sites. He's a Hollywood insider. But what I want to know is, how did he get on The Price is Right? Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick Shields.
Anyone can get on The Price is Right. Just go to the website and sign yourself up and get yourself tickets, and you'll be there with 170 other people, and they'll have a little interview to see if you're, you know, exciting, and you're going to be enthusiastic when you hit the stage, and then you might just get asked to come on down.
Invite yourself to the party.
Indeed.
Isn't that a book
that
you
was
wrote?
An interesting book.
Yeah.
And that's an example of it. You're going to go there, and you're going to smile, and you're going to have a good time. And, you know, only 8 people get called to come on down, but 170 people have a really fun time seeing that historic show with Drew Carey. And it's a good quality experience, and it does not cost a penny.
Wow.
And if you go to Los Angeles, they're dying to have you. You will get a seat if you want to go.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a great photo of you smiling. You got a great smile. That's awesome.
Well, that's sweet of you. I took my mother, and you know, they have, she's 82, and she had a great time also. And usually Drew Carey, during the commercials, will ask the audience, you know, do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
He'll ask, you know, people can ask questions. This time he was more like doing his shtick than asking questions. But I wanted to ask him if Adam Sandler had called and invited him to be in Happy Gilmore 2,
uh-huh.
since he was the successor of Bob Barker.
Oh, yes. And?
But I don't think Drew Carey plays golf.
Oh, well.
Other than that putting game they have on the show, have you ever dreamed about it? You'd probably get there, Danielle, and you'd be in that putting game. And then, oh, man, it would be so embarrassing if the lady who's hosted a world-famous golf show for 30 years missed a putt on The Price is Right.
I'd probably go, huh? What?
Oh,
you know,
no,
you know it's
Twitter.
My brain would, like, you know, I'd have to have a really good night's sleep, and then I'd be restored,
yeah, or
refreshed.
A decent gummy right before you go on.
What was that again?
I don't know. Did I say that out loud?
No, you didn't. So, are you in Vegas?
I am at the Virtuoso Travel Conference for, I think, the 10th year now, and there are 5,000 people from all around the world here for the next few days. And they are all luxury level. And so if you go to virtuoso.com,
yeah.
Your time is valuable. And if you're going to go to Italy or Hawaii or anywhere, they will make it perfect for you. And
wow.
They will customize everything. And
wow.
You'll get to see everything that you want. You won't just go to the Sistine Chapel and skip the line. You'll go to the Sistine Chapel at night when nobody's there.
Wow.
You'll have a guide who, you know, is a painter. So they take everything to the next level because, you know, as Americans, we have very limited vacation time. So when you do it, you might as well do it well. And that's what this Virtuoso is all about. They'll ask you what's important, what time of day do you like to eat, what, you know, and they'll customize everything wherever you want to go, even if you want to go multi-stops or cruise ships. And so right now, I'm here in the middle of this conference with literally 5,000, no joke, people from every corner of the globe. And so it's a fascinating place to learn about the industry and what the trends are and where people are going and where they're not and why and so forth and so on.
Where are people going now?
Well, I tried to wrangle someone this morning quickly as I could from Hawaii, from one of the hotels there, but we're just kind of getting started. So
okay.
We'll find out. There will be a press conference tomorrow, and Virtuoso will share the data on they not only know where people have been this year, they know where they're planning to go throughout the Christmas season, and so we'll get a look at where and why and that kind of thing.
Oh, you should start
the
show next week.
They have the ability to go to space if you want to get one of those deals.
No kidding.
You can... Yeah, they have the deal with Richard Branson, and you can book that here through Virtuoso.
Wow. You should be on the show next Saturday and start the show, and we'll... Blast off with, yes, Michael Patrick Shields.
Yeah. Well, here's a better way to do it. There's okay. An event. It's not an event, and it's an attraction here called Illuminarium. And it's right off the strip a little bit, and you go there, and you are totally as if you are on the moon.
Wow.
And it's surrounding you, the ceiling, the floor, everything. And when you move your feet, the moon dust shuffles, and then the little moon car goes by, and it gives you a little bit of history and music and fun, and then they show you the outer reaches of the universe as if you're flying through the sky. So it's called Illuminarium, and they have a rock and roll show there, too, if that's more your immersion.
Sure,
but
yes.
It's one of the things you can do here that if you're not interested in gambling,
you
can take all ages. There were families running around on the moon there, and it was really cool. Illuminarium.
Like illuminating?
Yes, because you're going to be immersed in the moon. Yes. Luna illumination.
Oh, that's wonderful. I was looking. Do you know it's going to be 108 degrees today at 1 p.m.?
It was 100 when I got here from the airport a little while ago. But, yeah, that's the desert for you. Hot. Hot now, anyway.
Yeah, well, so there are 16 golf courses in Las Vegas, and it's environs. And reviews say they're all fantastic golf courses. I think the best one, from what I've heard, is the Tom Fazio Shadow Creek Golf Course. $1,250 is how much your green fee will be. But as they say, if you have to ask, you probably can't go because you can't afford it. But I was, along what you were saying, Michael Patrick Shields, if golf isn't your thing, there are ATV tours, and there's a kayaking tour, and there's a Grand Canyon tour via helicopter. There's a Las Vegas helicopter night flight that you go through Las Vegas. And, of course, there's the Grand Canyon to go check out, too. It's amazing. We could learn a lot from what they're doing in Vegas. Yeah.
Rio Seco Golf Club has a hole where if you make a hole in one, you win $1 million.
No
kidding.
That's
pretty cool.
Yes.
Cascada has a clubhouse that's below the ground, and you pull out on your cart like it's Disney World. You go past waterfalls and all kinds of things. And then Pete Dye has those courses at Peyote, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Those are really cool. But, you know, if you're going to play here now, you're going to be in the blazing heat. So I would be careful when you book something like that.
Oh, yeah, no. I can't imagine people going out to play golf during the day. They'd have to light the course at night so that, that'd be fun.
Well, the newest attraction that I saw a couple days ago, too, is a top-quality deal. If you're into F1, Formula 1 racing, the paddock that they use during the race here, which is in November, is now converted for the rest of the year into a top-notch museum and simulator, and it's really, really fun. It's called Grand Prix Plaza.
Wow.
And I got in the simulator, and I was driving the Formula One car around the Las Vegas track, and I had to stop. And the attendant comes over and says, "What happened?" I said, "That's enough." It was, like, so realistic.
Wow. That,
you know, I was trying not to crash.
Wow.
And I looked down, and I said, "MPS, you're only going 80 miles an hour. This is not Formula One quality." So, I mean, you're not going to get hurt. It just seems like it because it's so realistic.
Wow.
And so I eventually found a straightaway, put the pedal to the metal, and went 200. But I was sweating. It was really cool. It was super cool. And they'll even let you change a tire so you can be like the pit crew. And it's really, really well done. Grand Prix Plaza.
They'll let you change a tire. Oh, fun.
Well, I know, but could you realize when that car comes into pit row, they change four tires in less than 2 seconds.
It's amazing. Watching that is like, you know, I could watch that forever.
So they show you how that possibly could happen.
Oh, really?
You can't get your head around something like that.
No. It's amazing. Formula One's amazing. I would really have fun. But when you said you were scared, but it was amazing. That's what made me laugh.
Yeah.
You know, it was just two completely different things. And I can imagine that if it's that lifelike and you're going that fast in not reality, right? You're not really going 80, are you?
No, it's all simulator, but right. You're controlling it with your, you know,
right.
And it just feels so real.
Right.
Your mind tricks you, you know.
Right, really, and the body reacts, and you're sweating, and you're, you know, yeah, terrified. Wow.
It
so
was a gas, yeah.
Virtuals,
and I saw Elvis yes. come back to life.
Yes.
That was quite a miracle.
Yes. Did you see anybody
yeah,
from
maybe.
Hawaii?
He didn't sing Blue Hawaii, but, you know, that's what I was thinking about you when they brought at the Westgate Hotel, which used to be the International, and it was the first place in Vegas where they had what you call a residency, which is common now, right, with Celine Dion, and U2 was here for a while, and some of the others, but Elvis was living in the top floor of the International Hotel, and he performed 636, I think, wow. Sold out shows in this International ballroom, and it was quite featured in the movie Elvis that came out with Austin Butler a few years ago, and the hotel featured prominently in that story. So now they have redone the Elvis suite, and they recreated on July 31st, that night that Elvis first took the stage. They used the same set list. They had people, all the crowds were dressed in clothes from that era. And they just had a festival of Elvis in that place to celebrate him. And there's his, you can go into his dressing room and see the statue and lots of memorabilia. And Danielle,
yes.
They had his last girlfriend there. And I met her.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah. And she lives in Orange County, and we exchange cards. And I'm like, man, that'd be so cool to go on a date with Elvis's last girlfriend.
You got it? Yes. Are you going to invite us to the party?
Yeah, I'm all about the story.
I hear you.
Well, and she was full of stories, and she shared them, and so did Elvis's stepbrother. And so this hotel is called the Westgate, and it's near the convention center. And the 007 movie Diamonds Are Forever was shot there.
Wow.
Barbara Streisand opened it initially. They have a giant sports book if you're into that. And it was a really, it's a really friendly, approachable place. It has the biggest marquee in all of Las Vegas and is run by two of the most impressive women I have ever met in my life. And they're both running this place full of creativity and fun. And it's called the Westgate. And that's where they recreated the Elvis night.
Awesome. Now, how was the singer?
Oh, he, you know what he did? He was really crafty. When the parts came where Elvis was talking, like in the original show,
yeah.
He would just kind of face to the side and the other way and take a drink of water like it was Elvis drinking the Gatorade.
Okay.
And so they made it so realistic, and he was really good, and it's just a human jukebox of songs for Elvis. And so it was respectful. It wasn't kitschy or anything like that. It was good, solid music and quite a performance. And they're going to do it again. And by the way, three or four nights a week, they have an Elvis impersonator who is in a smaller theater who's just as cool. And so if you want to pay homage to the king, you can do it there. And they have Barry Manilow, by the way, is their current in residence. And I asked the vice president of entertainment, what's the difference between Elvis and Barry Manilow? And she said, you know, in my opinion, not much, because they are both two of the nicest gentlemen and two of the most dedicated performers of our time. And when they took the stage, it was all about making people happy. And you know, both of them are human jukeboxes, as I mentioned too. So if you want to see Barry Manilow, he's there in that intimate theater as well on a regular basis.
That's the Westgate Casino Hotel. Awesome.
Yep.
You are amazing, Michael Patrick Shields. Thank you so much for taking us. You invited us to the party. Thank you so much.
You make golf hot, just like Vegas.
Yeah, I got to close. Okay, we welcome the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun. It's Aloha Powers. It's too hot and humid to not work smarter, faster, easier. You can do what? All of that. with your riding mower, and it's on sale. You want them? We've got them. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. They're open Monday through Saturday. Evile next to the Costco station and in Waipahu. The Aloha section, PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It is the gift that lasts a lifetime. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea Maui, and the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, hotels since 1939. You know what? We can't find you, whichever business you are, without a sign. So please get your sign. And they can't find you without your sign. My name is Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.